Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, one.
Yes. Hoss, is your microphone having any erectile dysfunction this morning?
No more than usual.
Well, okay, because Dan Duffy used that microphone last week, and it suddenly got...
We turned it up. We flipped it up.
So. Is that what we did? Did we fix it somehow?
Yeah, I'll say it's still kind of got this thing going on.
You do not want that to happen.
No.
That would hurt.
It does what it does.
Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I'm here with my best friend, Hoss.
Hello.
Say hi to the people, Hoss. And producer Stephanie.
Hi.
Hoss,
it's 1 degree, Kelly.
This weather.
It is 1 GD degree.
This weather is shit.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot
even stand it.
And the thing is, like, we're used to this kind of weather. It just would have been a nice to have, like, a gradual approach.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's 20 degrees this week, and then 10 degrees, and then...
And good news, everybody. If you're not sick yet, you will be tomorrow when it goes back to 40.
Yeah. Be 40 all week long.
3 of the 5 Manos had strep throat this week. Mm. And I consider myself to have, like, this immune system of steel. Like, I never get sick. I mean, my kids can get sick and cough right in my face, and I'm fine. But I'm one of those people who get strep throat so much that I know the minute I have it. And I was coming around a corner with like a bag of laundry last Tuesday, and I, you know, kind of jogged up the stairs with it, and I got to the top of the stairs and I was so winded, and I'm like, I have strep throat. And my husband's like, what?
For
but you're not,
winded?
Not even sick. Yes, because I get exhausted with strep throat.
I just call that being fat.
And I went in, and the lady did my strep test. She's like, your throat isn't even red yet. I'm like, I know, but I have strep throat. So go ahead and test me.
Oh, geez.
And she's like, yeah, strep throat. So,
wow.
The strep throat was not really good for Christmas caroling in the freezing cold.
No, not so much.
We have a video for you guys later today. That we will post at kellymano.com because I'm almost done editing our crappy Christmas caroling video, which was, if you missed it last week, we had the listeners nominate their friends, their families, their, you know, whoever, to get Christmas carolers sent to their house. However, the thing is, none of us can sing.
Nope.
It was myself.
Well, we can, just not well.
Not well. And we didn't practice.
No. Which I think added to the beauty of it.
Yes. So it was myself, Hoss, our good friend Addison, who was longtime stunt guy on Steve in DC, and he was in the dinosaur suit with me. And then we went and got one of the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being, the four of us. And I keep wanting to say trick-or-treated.
Nope.
We Christmas caroled at 4 different people's houses.
Yes.
Where we just showed up unannounced, rang the doorbell, they opened the door, and we started singing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we did a couple of, you know, regular songs, but then we busted into our very favorite.
We've all heard of
which is Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. Yep. Now at this point in our performance,
we called for costume changes.
Yeah.
Addison,
choreography.
At this point in the song, Addison would run off to the side and put on a poop costume, which consisted of this brown sweater. It was a brown women's sweater with like a turtleneck, cowl neck.
So amazing.
And this big poop hat. And he had a little voice disguiser that made him go, I'm Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. And then I bought on Amazon this fart spray called Liquid Ass.
That was the worst decision.
Appropriately named.
I don't know why I thought it would smell like, I don't know, like a fun fart. Like, not like...
all know those.
Yeah. What's the fun fart smell like?
I guess like your own fart. Like, I'm like...
It's true. Everyone does like their own fart.
Yeah, the thing of liquid ass, when you sprayed it...
It smelled like shit.
Yes.
It was terrible.
It smelled like a Johnny on the Spot that had been sitting in the sun for a month that nobody had opened.
Yep.
And so at this point in the song, Hoss was bending over...
This is a horrible miscalculation on our part.
So Hoss is bending over in their front yard, and I'm looking up his ass, and then here came Addison. And then he went dancing around their front porch.
Spraying liquid ass.
Just the first one, though.
Which presented an issue we failed to think of. which was that Addison then was dancing around in a cloud of liquid ass that stuck to him.
He was supposed to, like, skip around and spray it as he skipped.
Which he did.
And he, like, walked right into it.
Yeah, he created a big shit cloud.
You know how when you, like, put on perfume, how you, like, spray a cloud and then walk into it? It, yeah. That's what he did.
Yep.
So then he gets in the car, and we're like, Addison, did you spray that in here? He's like, no, it's on the sweater. Oh. I still
indeed cannot, it was.
I still cannot get that smell out of my minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the same minivan that was puked in.
Poor minivan. You'll never be able to sell that.
No, so... So anyway, if you want to see, the videos are hysterical. I'm almost done editing it. And you need to go to kellymano.com, and I will post the video later today.
I'm finally on board with you that there is no way to get kicked out of a Walmart.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get into that. So we've been in, go ahead and start telling the Walmart story while I pull something up.
So the end of the night, we decided, and we knew we were doing this ahead of time, we were going to end by Christmas caroling inside a Walmart. Just because it's been a long-running joke on the show, what can you do or what can you get away with in a Walmart without getting kicked out? We've done a lot of stuff, like to the point that we got on the intercom in Granite City with Ken Bone.
Right. We took Ken Bone from the debate, the red sweater guy, and got on the intercom and announced he was doing an appearance in ladies' wear. And nobody
no
cared.
No one cared.
And then we walked out the door. I rode in a dinosaur costume on a hoverboard for an hour in a Walmart, and nobody cared.
Yep.
The employees just look at you like, I do not get paid enough to deal with your stupid
crap. No, and
I'm
sure they don't.
No.
So,
but I thought air horns would have sealed our face.
I did too. That was what I thought was going
to
do.
I thought me walking in with a brown bag sleeve, pretending to be hammered drunk, was going to do it. And the lady at the front desk, who, by the way, was guarding the liquor section of Walmart.
She was.
The only thing she said to me was, what you drinking?
He walks in with a brown bag. You're not supposed to carry liquor in a store.
And at this point, like, I already knew I probably shouldn't carry liquor in, so I switched out. But it still looked like I was carrying a 40.
Right.
She gave zero shits.
Yep.
She was like, what you drinking? And I was like, so I showed her, and she was like, oh. You want something to put into that? I'm like, damn, lady.
Don't tempt me. I'm being followed by a guy dressed like a turd with the air
right.
horn.
And then her second question was, are you with the dinosaur?
Whenever I walked in, I had my Olaf costume on. And the first thing somebody said was, are you with the dinosaur? And it was one of the workers. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, he went that way. I'm like, well, at least you're helpful.
Yeah.
They really just don't care.
No.
And so we went back to Lawn and Garden, where they have their Christmas set up, and did our whole Christmas carol routine in the middle of the store in front of their Christmas tree displays, and had an audience of 10 people / coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then managed to find ourselves on a closed circuit camera that's a recording in progress.
So, I mean, we sung three songs, mm-hmm. And in the middle one was Silent Night, where we used an air horn.
Full-on air horns.
And so we'd sing Silent Night and then drop the air horn, and I thought for sure somebody would be like, all right, you guys gotta go. They don't care.
They don't care.
Not mm-hmm. only did we get to do the entire song, but on our way out, we were asked for an encore.
Yeah. They had us do it again.
And so, yeah, I thought, I mean, we really do need to do an entire Walmart week.
Yeah.
I mean, I need like a break. You know, we've got Christmas coming up and you can only act like an a-hole so many times. Because it's exhausting. I know all this stuff looks so fun when we do it, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. We came home and like crashed.
Yes.
I really thought the weirdest thing that happened to me all week was going to be what I got for a Christmas present at work on Monday. But the Walmart thing blew it out of the water.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about that now?
It's up to whatever. Fine. So, you know, workplaces will do Secret Santas, right?
Right, because it's an employee thing, and you draw each other's names.
Yeah,
and
we do it every year, and everyone draws someone else's name, and we have a $20 limit.
Okay, $20.
And so Monday or Sunday night, I flew to New York and finished the year out of the home office. And Monday, before we did our Christmas party, we had our Secret Santa. And everyone's there, including the owner of the company.
Who did you have?
I had one of our marketing guys, and I got him a couple of Funko Pops because he collects them.
Uh-huh.
So I opened my gift, and it looks like it's just a box of, like, emergency, like, airborne type stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, who got me? Who got me vitamin C supplements?
Right.
And then the one guy from our company walks over, Ralph, and he goes, open the box. And as soon as he said it, I knew. Because anyone who knows Ralph knows what it is. And I open the box, and in it is not that herbal supplement, but a glass pipe and a dime bag of weed.
Wow. Secret Santa.
Welcome to the music industry, where my boss is like, ah, it's a good gift.
Well, whenever you, when you came over to my show once, not to, or my house, it was a while ago, and you had on like your jean jacket and you went to pull something out of your pocket. It was a piece of candy. And Rocky's like, oh, I want that. And you're like, nope. You can't have that.
Again, sorry. From work.
And I'm like, why can't he have? Because I'm so dumb to stuff like that. He's like, it's inedible. I'm like, oh, okay.
Again, given to me from someone at work.
That's really funny. I know you guys are not interested in this, but I am and I can't help it. So
repeat this headline again, because I recognize all the words that you're saying in the sentence. But it does not sound like it's a coherent English sentence.
Black China left Rob Kardashian with baby Dream and abandoned him in the house. Now, Black China.
That is
China,
not a sentence that makes any sense.
Well, the parodies that they're making are hysterical. But it's not really funny at all, because so first of all, you know, the three Kardashian sisters are very, very
hoary.
Well, but they're also protective of their brother, Rob. And when this Black China chick came around, they thought she was no good from the beginning. They tried to warn him. He didn't listen.
Well, they're isn't like one of the younger Kardashian sluts, like dating one of her baby daddies.
So Black China is dating Tyga, and Tyga and China have a baby together.
Confused.
Follow that, then I'm trying to find the audio though of him walking around his house. He kind of, I guess, like found out live what happened, and he's walking around our house showing us all of the empty rooms and everything that happened.
So she cleaned out the house. Were they
officially
married?
No, but everybody keeps saying that they did it for publicity. Now wait a minute,
it wasn't just the baby
stuff.
Not
the Kardashians. They wouldn't do it for publicity.
Well, like the story. Okay.
Leave the new Kennedy family alone, damn it.
I just went back on Rob Kardashian's page and everything is gone and Black China's back with him. So.
Maybe she just took the furniture out to get cleaned. We don't know.
Maybe it was.
I took it out to get it polished.
So, you know what?
Fix it at my workshop.
These idiots just must be pulling one over on all of us.
Oh, you think?
Because I really thought, well, I mean, I know that they are, but I really thought whenever because he showed this Instagram video and it's him walking around his house and he's like, China took the baby and...
The dingo took my baby?
Dingo ate my baby.
Pretty close to a dingo.
Listen, America, in 2017, let's all together decide to stop caring about this horrible family.
And I don't care most of the time, but when I think it's like a real story, because like the video, he's going around his house. He's like, she took all the baby furniture. She took, you know, and he was mad because she took like the Welch's grape juice and like his hot sauce. And like, he's like, she even got the pantry. And he was like,
my hot sauce.
Crying. And now like there's no mention of it.
Oh, jeez.
I hate all of them.
I feel so violated.
Duped.
Said Kim.
Even.
Exactly, said Kim. So we had one heck of an ice storm in St. Louis on Friday night. If you were part of the ice storm, if you have a story to tell, give us a call at 415-MIX-A-LOT. Again, that's 415-MIX-A-LOT. Give us a call. We want to hear your crazy stories in the snow. We have ours to share as well. So, thanks for hanging with us. Good morning. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. See, at first I didn't understand. Now you're looking like a lonely man. I remember how you did me wrong. Now you're hurting cause my love is gone. Everybody gets a chance to burn. You can take it as a lesson learned. Funny day, funny day. Baby, that you want me when you had me. Love is crazy. Now I can smile and say, ain't that funny day. Funny day, baby, that you want me. When you had me, love was crazy. I'm glad I could smile and say, C-A-double-D-Hide.
fly by red line, test the roadside. And oh, I never been a sucker for cho-cha. Spit the ism, hit them, get rid of them, man, you know Ty, get it gully. And ain't that funny how they want me, see me working with money. But Caddy ain't a dummy, what these brodies want from me? Cause all I got is G, J-Lo, and Motor, I-N-C.
I really wish you would've sent me gifts, trying to make me sit and reminisce, trying to blind me with your bling and bling. Thought I told you love don't cause the pain. Hope you realize that now I'm through, and I don't ever wanna hear from you. I had enough of being there for you. Now I'm laughing while you play the fool.
Funny day, funny day. Baby, that you want me when you had me. Love is crazy. Now I can smile and say, ain't that funny day, funny. Baby, that you want me when you had me. Love is crazy. I'm glad I can smile and say, ain't that funny. Is that your girlfriend? I got my boyfriend.
But maybe we can be friends.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with the Kelly Mano Show. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of the radio show, and I am as surprised as anybody that we're still here and still going. But not only are we going, but we are growing. We are putting out more content and more shows than ever before, which means for the first time in a long time, we have room for new advertisers. If you run a business and you are interested in having that business heard on the Kelly Mano Show, we can get you some more information. New York Magazine recently said podcasts are to radio as Netflix is to cable. Unlike a traditional radio listener, your podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen to the Kelly Mano Show. They aren't flipping through the channels or changing it when a commercial comes on. They are a captive audience. They are a dedicated audience, and your message is heard loud and clear. Podcast advertising is not only affordable, but the return on investment that you get is unlike any other medium. So if you would like a sales package, just send an email over to heykelly@kellymano.com, and producer Stephanie will get you all the information you need to team up with the Kelly Mano Show.
Ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Good morning, and thank you again for joining us on the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I think my buttons are having some delayed reaction today, so...
I heard it was a little funky. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think usually I restart my computer before the show, and I forgot to do that. So it seems like when I hit some of the commercial buttons, there's kind of like either like a delay or it kind of restarts or something, so...
Apologize. I made a joke about this song over the weekend.
You did? What was the joke?
that I was looking out my window.
And you had
I went, oh, sleep, 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 sleep.
That's pretty much all we saw this weekend was sleep, 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 sleep. So Friday was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and here's the thing. We live in the Midwest. We are used to crazy weather, but we usually know when it's coming because the last that I had heard.
Well, we knew it was coming.
But it started as a snow forecast.
Well, yeah, and I think it started as like, and they knew it was going to be a mix, but they did not know the severity of the ice is what happened.
Right, because I was out around lunchtime and got out of my car and started sliding all over. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Yep. And so it just kept coming and coming. And by the time it came to like get my kids from school around like 3 o'clock, this is our first year ever being in the public school district. So this is buses are new for us, stuff like that. But I still pick my kids up from school. So I really thought nothing of it. Went and picked my kids up from school. And they had fun making a redneck slip and slide on there.
Which was awesome.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, they literally put on, like, their slippiest clothes, like snowsuits and stuff, and just went sliding down the, you know, which eventually turned into Rocky putting on his full hockey gear, and it was just, like, a kamikaze shit show for, like,
that's awesome. I'm
like, at least he was padded,
protected.
At
least he just protected his head.
Yes, I'm like, if you're going to try to kill yourself, you have to protect yourself, so I at least kind of look like a good mom. Now
right.
go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, luckily we didn't have anything going on that night other than we were going to go to Haas's house and watch the NHL Epics Road to the Winter Classic.
Which was awesome.
It was awesome. But then we found out we could stream it on our own computer and we were like, well, you know what? Let's just stay here because bad weather really doesn't bother me on the roads.
Yeah.
I
don't mind my driving. It's all the other a-holes.
Right.
We got caught in it. I took my parents Friday to go see the new Star Wars movie. And we went in at 12:30 and came out like around 3:00 and it was Armageddon on the roads of West County.
It was.
Yeah.
And so we were very fortunate in that like we didn't have anything going on that night, which is rare for the Manos. Normally we're going in 14 different directions at the same time. So we were watching TV and at some point I got an alert on my phone. It was probably about 6:30, 7:30 at night. And it was an alert from Rocky's school from Francis Howell. And it said, hey, just want to let you know, bus lots like 2, 4, I think it was 9 and 10 are still stuck, you know, in the traffic. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
wow.
It's been 4 hours and there's kids still stuck in buses. And that's when I started to sort of realize, holy cow, this is like a big deal. I turned on the news. And literally everything was bumper to bumper.
Yep.
And so I went and watched the Winter Classic show finally. And when it was over, I went on Facebook to kind of check in on things because I assumed by then everything was taken care of. Nope.
Nope.
Still, by then I had an alert that the kids on the buses had been rerouted to an elementary school to spend the night.
Yeah.
And
you know what's bad when MoDOT is doing press conferences?
Oh, if you go to the MoDOT Facebook page and click on visitor posts.
Oh, it's bad.
You will laugh your butt off.
Well, and here's the thing is, and I don't think people realize it, is that by and large, MoDOT does a hell of a job.
Yeah.
And they're usually on it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this past weekend, MoDOT got caught with their pants down.
But
I've never seen it this bad.
And I was wondering, because everybody was mad. People were mad at the schools. People were mad at the MoDOT. People were mad at the weatherman. People were mad. And I thought, you know, there is such a thing as an act of God. There, you know, that nobody saw that would come this quick and this fast.
Well, you know, had I known we were doing this, I would have had my dad come on the show.
Yeah.
My dad was in charge of property management and specifically handled contracting out snow removal and all that stuff for all the government properties for 30-something years.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like his Super Bowl when crap like this happens.
Yeah.
And he was the first to say, like, even in a situation like this, when the forecast changes a little bit, you should never be caught this bad.
This bad.
Like, when you start to see it change, you get out.
Yeah.
And MoDOT didn't do it.
No.
I didn't see a plow or a salt truck or anything on the road until, like, 6 o'clock. And by that point, you've lost.
I saw one upside down.
That's awesome.
It had like tipped over. So if you want to share your story of the ice, because like I said, we weren't out it. We were not out in it. We were snug as bugs in our rugs. And yeah, so the number is 415. It makes a lot. If you call, producer Stephanie will talk to you and get you ready for the air. And we have on the line right now, Katie. Katie, I understand that you had not one, but two kids that were stranded. Were they on the buses or were they in the school?
My two kids were at Daniel Boone Elementary School.
Oh, wow.
They were, we were not able to get to them, so they got to spend pretty much most of their evening at school.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is every kid's favorite thing to do.
It is. Is there a way to get Katie louder? I've got her turned up as loud as she can. I think Jimmy's in the bathroom. Otherwise, he would come here and help us. Katie, talk a little bit louder for us. It's our fault, not yours. But so at what point, now you had two kids coming home on the bus. How old are they?
I have a 10-year-old in fourth grade and a 7-year-old in first grade.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So fourth grade and first grade, so they got on the bus to come home like normal. At what point did you start worrying?
Wow. Oh, wow. So they already knew by that point. Wow.
So they were, I think what happened was they put all the middle school kids on buses.
Well, because they leave like an hour earlier, right?
But they kept the elementary school kids there. And so at what point did they call, like, I guess you couldn't get to the school to get them?
Typically, how long is it between the time that they get out of school and they get home?
They get out of school at 3:55 and they get off the bus at 4:15.
Oh, wow. So about a half hour.
So at that point, did you just think, okay, well, I'm going to jump in my car and go get them, or were the roads already too bad?
My husband jumped, was in his truck already and went to go get them.
Wow.
And couldn't get to school because on these back roads, there was a bus. Well, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but there was 40 cars off the road, and you couldn't get through to New Melle. So all the routes to New Melle were on the state roads were pretty much blocked by accidents already at that point in time. So
all those backcountry roads, man. It takes is one accident, and that road's done.
So did he then turn around and come back home or stay out and try to find another route?
He stayed. He sat there for about 3 hours and then eventually turned around and came back and tried again later. At about 10 and still couldn't get through. We were eventually able to get my in-laws to go from the other side of town when they could get through. So they got to go to my in-laws' house about 11 p.m.
So was the school open all night for parents to come get the kids, or at some point did they just lock the doors and say, come get them in the morning?
You could come get them at any point in time. There are parents that got there at 3 a.m.
Oh, my Lord.
So while they
all
were
all the way up until, I think the last one left around 8:30.
Wow.
And what was your communication like with the kids that were at school? Were you able to talk to them by phone?
My 10-year-old called from a friend's cell phone. Her teacher had called, or her and her teacher had called when they first decided the buses weren't coming. We could see what was going on Facebook. I never talked to my 7-year-old, but I knew he was fine with his teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew if you talk to them, it makes them worse.
Yeah, for sure.
And so what did you get from, like, the atmosphere at the school?
Oh, they said they had fun.
It's got to be like a lock-in.
Yeah.
Open up the gym. Everybody's playing basketball.
He was fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now what time did you finally get your kids?
My husband was finally able to get my kids from my in-laws and back home around 9 a.m.
Oh, my.
But I didn't get home until 9 a.m. I was stuck in a fat one.
Did they actually sleep at the school?
Did you guys sleep at school or you guys never fell asleep? I never fell asleep. My son was reading in the library.
Yeah.
But Jenna was watching the movie till 11. I think they had them trying to lay down in the library.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of comfortable places to lay down in a school.
Well, an elementary school probably doesn't really have things like cots or pillows or blankets.
Right.
No, but some parents that were close and were able to get to school took up blankets.
Aww.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I know family friends of ours, the dad of the family has a huge 4x4 truck and was doing runs for kids in his neighborhood. Yeah. Because the parents couldn't get there. Well, so he went and got his kids, went back, got neighbor's kids, and yep, more neighbor's
I
kids.
Heard about that. Well, Katie, thanks for calling in. We're so glad that your kiddos are okay. And it sounds like you stayed pretty calm through the whole thing. Were you at any point really worried? Yeah, so you're fine with it. You guys are much calmer. Yeah.
There's worse places for the kids to be stuck. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, thank you,
Daniel Boone is awesome. They have a great bunch of teachers, and everyone, they're taking great care of me.
Yeah, Daniel Boone really needs to be applauded for their teachers, their administrators, some of the bus drivers.
Santa, who doesn't want to eat rectangle pizza for dinner on a Friday night?
Santa needs to be good to them this year. All right. Well, thank you so much, Katie, for calling in. And now, I don't know, Hoss, if this is the same person as that you were talking about, but I know of a guy, I think his name was Chris, that he had a four-wheeler, not a 4x4 truck, and he found a cut-through through a cornfield and was able to go through the cornfield and get his daughter and take her home.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then what they were saying was that he was able to make other trips to get more kids, but I know there's all kinds of crazy rules about releasing a student to someone else.
I think in this case what was happening, because obviously you have administrators who are manning the phones day and night at that point,
right,
is the neighbors were calling and saying, you know, this guy is coming to get my child.
Yeah, usually,
he's our neighbor.
Usually they have to have it in writing.
I think he was bringing notes as well.
Yeah, see, I wanted to talk to him, and I was not able to get a hold of him, because that's just a totally fascinating story, because he had to sort of feel like he was in like an action movie, you know?
So here's my question to you as a parent. Yeah. If your kid is stuck at school, option A is he stays at school and gets a hot dinner and he's in a place where he's safe and he's warm, versus he's trucking it on the back of a four-wheeler through the forest in the middle of the night when it's icy and cold as balls.
It was
which
really
option,
cold, yeah.
Which option do you take?
Yeah, I guess for me, I mean, it seems to make more sense to stay, have them stay at school. But if I knew the parent driving the four-wheeler really well and trusted them, and if I kind of knew the route they were taking and that everything was at a standstill and that he wasn't doing, like, crazy rocky terrain, I would probably say get that baby home. Or it would depend on the kid, which...
If the kid's fine, leave him there.
Yeah, which I don't think my kids... I don't think Rocky would be fine.
Really?
No, he is like a mama's boy.
He's mama's boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, but if he's got a chance to play with his friends in a gym all night...
But the minute it gets dark, he's like, wants his mom.
Wow.
Like, he, all of my kids, like, love their family. Like, they don't, not that other people's kids don't. Maybe I need to just cut the umbilical cord, because my kids don't like spending the night places.
Really?
Mm-mm. They hate it. I mean, Lucille do it sometimes, but, Rocky definitely doesn't do it.
Wow.
Nope. He's like, you spend the night at my house.
Could not wait for sleepover nights.
Oh, yeah. I loved sleepover nights, but I knew kids like that growing up, you know, that just did not like being away from their house. And I think it's more and more common these days where, you know, kids like freak out, you know, you see parents having to go pick up their kids in the middle of the night.
Oh,
places,
we did that many times with Rocky. Yep. And so I just learned, like, hey, you know what? We're not going to just spend the night thing. Listen, but let's talk for a minute about the people stuck in their cars.
Oh, no.
Because how many of you have ever had to pee in your own car before?
Not in it.
Okay. I've peed in my car so many times I can't count.
Yeah, not in my car. I mean, I have some horror stories from, like, bus trips with my dance team in high school and whatnot, you know, having to pee in, like, McDonald's cups in the back or something.
Oh, yeah. I was
not in my car.
I was stuck behind an accident on the Chain of Rocks Bridge in the summer. I guess I was pregnant with, I think it was Libby Lou. No, it must have been Lucy. And it was a standstill stop, and it was really clear that we weren't going anywhere anytime soon. It was a big, you know, fatal accident up ahead of us. And so everybody, it was nice weather, so everybody turned their cars off. They were getting out of their cars and, like, talking to each other. And at one point, I'm like, I gotta pee. So I get out of my driver's door, and I waddle and open the minivan door. I climb in the back. And then I climb out holding a giant Big Gulp cup. Like,
at least you had something.
All these people knew exactly what I was doing, and I really don't care.
Yeah.
And I peed, and I put the lid on it, and then, you know, worried about it
later.
If
you're pregnant, I mean, like, what do you do?
But these people who were stuck in their cars for a very, 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 very long time. Marcy was in the car for 4 hours. She has four kids. One of them was autistic. She said from now on, her emergency kits are going to include blanket, snacks, drinks, de-icer. She already had all that, but she's going to add alcohol, Xanax, headphones, and an iPod, toilet, bullhorn, megaphone, and a propane stove.
For real. So
she said that, you know, because could you imagine having kids in the car with you?
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that really don't understand.
Add a roll of duct tape to that.
You're terrible.
Or like infants.
Yeah,
having an infant, like a crying baby,
and
you know?
Don't have another bottle.
Yeah, don't have a bottle and have no way to make that child understand, like, we're stuck, we can't go anywhere.
Yes.
I can't get you home.
Well, I know one lady who, now neither one of you have ever breastfeed, but when you have a baby and you're breastfeeding, your boobs get engorged, which means they get so full of milk that it's painful. You have to either feed the baby or pump every 2 to 3 hours after you have a baby. Or they get engorged, which is horribly painful. So I have an acquaintance here on Facebook who had to hand express her own milk, which is like really freaking hard to do.
Oh, man.
Which
I imagine that hurts, too.
And I imagine she was just like squirting it. Where do you squirt it into?
Out the window.
Big gulp cup.
You see stuff squirting out the window. What are they doing in that car in front of us? That's inappropriate. Nope. It's breast milk. A lot of people were talking. Oh, there was a woman in labor in Illinois. I'm still trying to track her down.
What?
Yes, it came over the scanner in Collinsville.
I'm sure that happens quite a bit.
But there was a woman on the side of the road, and she was in labor, and they had to pull over because she was having the baby. And then my friend Chris Kimmick was in traffic, and she said she was, I guess, closely behind the accident and we could see everything. She said when the fire rescue truck pulled up to the accident in front of me, it slid into the wrecked car. That's
neat.
The fire truck.
Yep.
The firemen were sliding all over and falling. They had to use a rope to attach to the stretcher to pull it to the ambulance because they couldn't even stand up to push it. They were there for 3 hours until the salt truck showed up. The police didn't make it. What I'm hearing from a lot of people is that the scariest thing was that they sort of felt all alone because they kept thinking like cops are going to come or someone's going to come, but they never saw salt trucks, police officers, and I'm sure they were busy doing other things. And, you know, their cars are not miracle cars. They're not a whole lot different than the ones we drive.
Yeah.
So it's not like they would have been much help anyway. But, I mean, you'd think maybe like the Red Cross or somebody could have gotten out of there and checked with the people who were like, because I know a lot of people probably ran out of gas.
Yep.
Which means they had no blanket, no heat.
No heat. Mm-hmm.
And even if you did have a car running with the heat on, you know it doesn't work well if your car's not moving.
Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
So that had to be some really, really cold people. Listener Heather said, yes, I definitely peed in my car. I was in it 7.5 hours and couldn't take it anymore. I had a Tupperware container left in from my lunch that day. I had to move my seat all the way back and aim.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you do?
That is one situation where us guys have an upper hand on you.
You ladies. Have such an upper hand.
Yeah. But imagine if you didn't have something to pee into. You know, like if you're one of those that keeps your car really clean and you just don't keep things in there.
Who are those people?
I don't know. Not me, but that's exactly why. Because if there's ever an apocalypse, joke's on you people, because I can feed and clothe my family and field an entire hockey team if I'm ever stuck anywhere.
I just don't keep that kind of stuff in my car.
And I've always thought about keeping like emergency kits in my car, but my thought is like, where I live and how much family I have and how much access they have to me, I never think about myself really getting stuck somewhere.
No, I don't either.
I think I'll make it out. I'll figure it out, you know. And so it really does make you kind of, you know, double think if you should start, you know, keeping stuff like that.
Add some salt, add a bag of salt or some kitty litter to that emergency kit.
Right. Truth. You know, or at least, I mean, I usually keep at least like a shovel in my trunk.
You keep a shovel and duct tape too?
Not that kind. But I do keep a shovel in the wintertime just in case I need to dig myself out.
Yep.
You know, you never know when you're going to do something stupid or drive into a ditch or blow a tire like I did.
So the speaking of salt trucks, the Brits apparently have commissioned 2 new salt trucks in Yorkshire, and they're having a public vote on what they should name them.
Yeah.
So far, the leading nominees.
Truck face.
Oh, better. The nominees are, and they call their salt trucks gritters.
Okay.
They talk about grit, not salt.
Yeah.
There's Gritty Gritty Bang Bang, Gritney Spears, Adolf Gritler, which is in last place.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole Saltslinger, and there was another one. I'm a big fan. There's 2 of them. I hope that Gritty Gritty Bang Bang and Gritty Spears wins.
Yeah.
Why don't we name all our salt trucks? That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Especially if we decked them out like NASCAR and like we knew which one was coming to our street. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How would you dress up the Britney Spears one?
Like big cleavage for the
headlights.
No, you gotta put big pigtails with fuzzy pink heels on them, you know.
Because I'm sure our city has so much extra money that
of course.
Gritty gritty bang bang. That would just look just like the car from the movie.
We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mantle Show.
Now bring your over here, ho, and let me see you get low. If you want this dub, now take it to the floor. To the floor. If you wanna act, then you can keep that. Where you at?
369, damn, so fine. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but you can sock it to me one more time. And go, get low, get low, get low.
And not recognize
recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Hey, producer Stephanie, over there in your notes, jot down a note that says, make fun of Rachel Witt.
Gotcha.
So I can remember to do that later. Actually, I'll just do it right now. So the Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt at RE/MAX. As you know, the Manos moved over the summer, and we used Rachel Witt. She walked us through the whole process. She could not have been more professional. So professional that now Haas is using her.
That's true.
However, the reason I want to make fun of her is because over the weekend, we got a like a little Christmas gift from her. It's like that her company mails out.
Oh, fun.
And it said refrigerate after opening. And I was like, oh, there must be food in here. Yes. And I opened it up and it's a paper calendar.
All right. Well, you know, those are perishable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thrilled to have the calendar. I'm just confused as to why she wanted me to refrigerate it. Maybe she can clarify that for me.
Yeah.
I'll have to give her a call.
Was it just the box, maybe? Was it a reused
box?
No,
it was an envelope.
Oh.
And so either Rachel's really confused and she thinks the calendars go in the refrigerator, or she may have
used it. Oh, she means refrigerate. Put it on the refrigerator.
You can put it on the refrigerator. She was being clever.
See?
Right over my head.
You can't be clever with the Manos.
And then you put it there.
Okay, see, you can't tell jokes to Kelly Mano.
You can't be clever with the Manos.
Because they go right over my head. You have to explain it. My apologies to Rachel Witt, who is obviously wittier than me.
Rachel Witt?
God. Where's the bell?
We need a bell. Somebody broke my bell. But anyway, we met Rachel by chance at an open house. We instantly liked her. She's a veteran in the business. She has 13 years under her belt. She has an entire team of people who work for her. Her office is amazing. I love how when she works with her underwriters, which are the people that I think do the loan, they're literally down the hall from her. So, you know, with our situation when we moved, and we were able to say, hey, we're going to have this much extra income because we're not paying for private school anymore, that she wasn't calling some guy in another state to explain that. She was walking down the hall and saying, hey, we need to consider these things for the Manos move. And so we were just absolutely thrilled with Rachel. If you were looking to buy or sell a home, give her a call today at 636-720-3836 or visit her website, which is homesalesinstcharles.com. My buttons aren't working today, damn it. There we go. Jimmy.
Kind of.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby. I'm on the grind, baby. All the time, baby. Show me something.
You can do it, put your back into it.
So this song,
yeah,
I pulled it into a Starbucks last Sunday,
yeah,
and right as the little old lady opens the window,
yeah,
the best part of this song, right through my car speakers, loud as can be.
Which part?
I've got. can we say this on the air?
Can you
I've got D for days. You've got ass for weeks.
Oh, well, it's funny because we, so I take an old lady dance class at Just Dancing West in St. Peter's, and the lady who teaches it, she is this gorgeous ballroom dancer. She's our age, like in her 30s, but she's so elegant and beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she's like a gazelle. Like
she's literally like
blonde
a gazelle.
And beautiful and so graceful.
And then we'll be learning a routine. She's like, now on this part, I'm going to say a cuss word, kid, so cover your ears. She's like, now on this part, you want to hit rat-a-tat-tat and then open up on motherfucking ass. It's just so funny to hear her
cussing. Yeah.
Yes, we love it. Okay, I'm gonna bitch at the Blues for a minute.
And oh, good. Let's go.
No. We're not bitching at the players.
I know we're not.
I'm pissed at the organization because the number one thing on Rocky's Christmas list for months was a Ryan Reeves Winter Classic jersey.
That's not going to happen.
I am an early shopper, okay? So I got all my shopping done weeks ago. I had one thing left to get, and it was the jersey. And the reason that was last was because I assumed it would have been the easiest thing to get.
Nope.
Because Winter Jersey Classics are everywhere. And
didn't we talk about this when they went on sale when I got mine?
No. Well, Ryan Reeves,
I think you mentioned it on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Reeves is a very popular player.
Yep.
It's not like I'm trying to get, you know, never mind, I'm not going to say anybody's name, but I had never in a million years thought that they would not print a Reeves jersey.
They made five.
Yeah, so I go in the...
Five Ryan Reeves jerseys, five players. Jerseys,
yeah, five players out of a how many man roster?
What, 32? Wow.
Which is fine. I understand they don't want to pre-print that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, you know what? It's 13 days till Christmas, almost two full weeks. I'll just go down to Scott Trade and have them, because they're like, custom print any name on any jersey.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'll just go down there and have them do it for me. And
then you realize the problem that I ran into, which is they said, we're not heat pressing these. They're all stitched.
You would have, they looked at me like I had three heads.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, you're way too late this. I said,
what?
Way too late. I'm like, Christmas is 2 weeks away. You can't put a name and number on this jersey. They're like, nope, those orders had to be in by whenever.
When I got mine, and I pre-ordered my jersey, and I got mine the first day you could buy or pick them up, which was the first time Chicago was in town. So like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
You had to send your jersey out that day in order to guarantee that you would have it for the game on January 2nd.
Well, it's just frustrating because I know that they're not going to print all the players' jerseys, but there's no reason I can't walk into the freaking store and say, hey, within 7 to 10 days, get the freaking letters on this jersey.
You could if they were heat pressing them, but I guess because they're stitching them, it takes longer. It's still stupid.
It's completely stupid. And now, guess what I did? I ordered a knockoff from China, and it's already shipped, and it's going to be here in 2 days.
Good.
So literally, the Blues organization could not get me a legitimate jersey quicker than somebody could from China.
That's crazy.
From China, it's going to beat it here. And I don't like supporting or buying knockoff crap. But when it comes to my kids' Christmas, everybody can suck it. And I'm getting the jersey.
The thing that I think is going to be interesting is to see what happens with these jerseys once the game's over. The popular rumor is that they're going to end up being the new third jersey, because I guess Stillman hates the current.
Really?
That one?
Yeah.
So he wants that to go away?
Yeah.
And that the Winter Classic ones will become the new third jersey. When that happens, I'm sure you'll be able to get whoever you want, and they'll heat press them. But for whatever reason, when they rolled these out, you could only get five players. Petro wasn't even one of them, and he's the
captain,
which I thought was odd. And they have to be hand-stitched.
Well, apparently, I think what happened was, because trust me, I was bitching at everybody.
Yeah.
And I was going to the Blues on Twitter.
It's really
dumb. Apparently, Reebok picked the four. That's their choice of the top four players. And then the Blues got to select a fifth one. And I think maybe they're the ones who picked Petro or something. But
well, at the time of release, it was Tarasenko, Fabry, Parayko, Allen?
No, Allen's not one of them.
And Schwartz. That was it.
Who made those decisions?
No Steen. No Shat. I'm sorry, not
Do those people actually watch hockey?
It wasn't
games?
Allen, it was Shattenkirk.
Because I couldn't get Shattenkirk's either.
Yeah. That was it. And all of a sudden I was like, you can't get the captain.
Yeah.
You can't get Alex Steen. You couldn't get the goalie. Like,
you can't get Ryan Reeves, which is the fan favorite. Come on. Like, it just blows my mind that the Winter Classic jersey is the hottest gift for young kids.
You'll hate me for this. I can understand why Reeves wasn't one of the ones available.
I don't. He's one of the most popular players among the diehard, you know, the fans who like the game more than anything else. But as far as just a fan favorite of, you know, People who don't even know hockey know Ryan Reeves' name because he's our enforcer, and they know that he's the one that gets into fights. So I don't see at all why they didn't make his jersey. That could also be because that's what I'm trying to freaking find.
Well, that's probably the case.
So
you're talking to a kid who spent his entire life, and by the way, I just bought a Boston Bruins one, Craig Janney jersey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so now I have 5 of his 7 jerseys throughout his career.
Yeah, you're sort of borderline obsessed.
I kind of get that way. When I latch on to somebody, be it athlete, musician, or whatever, it's all in.
So this next story, I don't know how to talk about without, because I'm not really good at legal stuff, but this story with the Todd Beckman, the Tanco guy, the guy that owns Tanco and all the Massage Luxe locations, this story is turning into something like, it's straight out of a movie. So if you haven't heard it, first of all, we already have the Pam Hupp case going on.
Which I haven't heard anything about that.
I think she
was,
something happened recently, but it's going to go to trial. I mean, we're going to get to see this play out. So we've got that trial coming up. And now we've got Todd Beckman, which anybody who knows Todd, because he's been in the business for a long, long, long time. Am I allowed to say he's always allegedly been involved in?
Yeah, you can say that.
He's allegedly known to be a giant cokehead.
Oh,
allegedly.
All right. Well, you said it.
Okay. All right, here we go.
She said allegedly. I mean, it's...
Just do the noise sound with your nose.
Headline, Todd Beckman is giant cokehead, and I'll be kidnapped next. So anyway...
That was Kelly who said that.
Email heykelly@kellymano.com.
He's been kind of rumored in the drug world for quite some time. Not that I'm in the drug world and I know, I'm just saying. And so something happened during Thanksgiving. Well, we were all enjoying our turkey and our stuffing and, you know, doing the mannequin challenge with our families. He had a man tied up in a shipping container with a gun to his head for 2 days.
What?
For 2 days. No, this is literally
just like the pilgrims did.
This is this is literally like something out of a movie. Federal documents said the kidnappers, which was Todd Beckham, the Tanco guy, and a couple other dudes that I don't know. So they had him in a shipping container that was on a remote property behind a church next to Memorial Park. Fox 2 investigator revealed that a search on his property, they were looking for DNA that can prove the men were inside the shipping container. Obviously, they must have found it. But here's what happened. So while they have him in the shipping container with a gun to his head, they make him call his parents.
And how old is this guy?
He's a grown-up.
Okay.
The kidnappers wanted ransom money.
Okay.
So they've got him tied up in a shipping container
with
a gun to his head.
So someone who comes from a family with money.
Yes. And apparently, like, what people are saying is that he allegedly, it was a drug money thing.
Oh. Okay. It wasn't like he was late on his Tanco bill.
No. No. He wasn't late on his Tanco bill. But it was... But anyway, so... The guys called the victim's parents, and they could hear their son screaming in the background and being tortured, and said they wanted $27,000.
It's very specific.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're saying that's money that
you are,
owed them.
You're overdue 2 months on your spray package. We need $27,240.16.
Yes. Well, the thing is, they got the money. Like, the parents, I guess, gave up the money because then they dumped him in a Gravois Bluff shopping center the day before Thanksgiving. They didn't kill him, which is crazy. So, literally, it was like a kidnap for ransom. The money changed hands and they dumped the guy out.
Did they get a receipt?
No. But you would think that, like, as parents, you would immediately call the cops.
Yep.
Unless you know your son is involved in those activities.
Allegedly.
And you think, maybe I can handle this myself and fork over the money and get it back and stuff like that. So,
all right.
So now that's going to be going to trial.
Wow.
So we are going to have, like, our own making a murderer right here in St.
Oh,
Louis.
Oh, how cool.
There
you go.
I'm still alive to enjoy it after.
Didn't Pam Hupp try to off herself in jail?
Yes, with a pen.
Neat.
With a pen, and then
making a kidnapper.
Yeah, so they arrested her, and she tried to kill herself with a pen, like stabbing it in her jugular. And I guess she didn't know what side her jugular was on.
Oh,
because in her mugshot, she literally has 2 maxi pads taped to her neck. Go look at it. Go look at Pam Hupp.
Oh my gosh. Pam Hupp mugshot.
Yes. And there's 2 maxi pads.
She looks like a sad panda, I bet.
A very tan sad panda. Maybe she tanned at Tanco.
Tanco.
Maybe her and Todd Beckman have been.
It's all connecting.
Maybe they'll get like married in prison and all love each other forever. Okay, I've got one more thing to talk about, or we can end the show. Stephanie, do you have to go?
I do.
You do. You have to go to your real show.
Let's go. I got nothing going on. Let's talk.
All right, Stephanie can go, but Stephanie would be a good voice of reason for this.
I mean, I have a few minutes.
She can lead, and then whatever.
Well, apparently my computer is not working very well right now, so I'm just going to kind of tell the story. I'm starting to become a Scrooge, and I don't know if I'm becoming a Scrooge.
Oh, I'm really good at that. I'm the best Scrooge.
Okay, so another video surfaced over the weekend of these high school kids doing something.
Oh, I know where you went.
Doing something nice for a fellow classmate.
Okay.
The thing, apparently this kid cannot afford any good shoes, so a bunch of the popular kids, like, got money together and bought the kid two brand new pairs of, I guess, like, stylish shoes, okay? Awesome story, right? However, the problem I'm starting to have with these videos is that the entire thing is set up in advance to attempt to be, like, a viral video.
Yes.
Or to almost make light of this person's problems.
Yep.
Because not all charity needs to be filmed. And the way that this specific one was done, I mean, they had the entire high school gathered around this table, and a couple of the popular kids are like, we're going to welcome in. Like, they bring the kid in, and he gets the shoes, and he's all excited, but he's, like, cheering. And, you know, you can tell he's, like, the dorky kid, you know. But to me, it's almost like they're giving more for the own pat on the back that they know they're going to get.
Absolutely.
Than giving because you want, and that is not going to produce good adults in this world.
Well, we are living on planet Look at Me.
We are.
And it's been that way for a long time. And you said it perfectly. When you do it like this, it stops being a charitable good cause. It starts becoming more of a look how awesome I am because I'm helping out someone who's beneath me.
And to me, it sucks all of the feeling out of it.
It does. Yeah.
Like, I watch those videos and I'm like, this is so contrived. And this is so much more for the person giving than the person receiving.
I don't know if it's contrived, but what it does to me is it takes it from a genuine act of kindness and turns it into a situation like during the medieval times where you'd have the king who would be like, I'm going to give you my scraps. I'm going to give you what I don't want because you need this more than me. And you should be happy that I'm giving you this.
Right. And the same thing when you see these videos of the popular kid, like asking, you know, a Down syndrome kiddo to prom or something. That's awesome. And I'm glad they did it. And I'd love to see a picture.
Just do it.
You don't have to document the whole thing from beginning to end because it exploits the other person.
It does.
Because in many cases, they don't have the mental capacity to get it.
Nope.
That they are I don't know the good word for it, but they are not the ones that are being made fun of at all, but
they're
the charity case and they don't even know it.
Well, and they're being used. Exploited may be a bit harsh of a word, but they are being used. They're being used to make the other person look better.
Yeah, and if we're teaching our kids that the reward you get in giving is a pat on the back from other people, then we're teaching the wrong thing. I mean, it's even biblical. It's in the Bible that you should not, you know, repeat about your gloat about your works and tell people what you do. And that really, it honestly takes it away in the eyes of God.
Yep.
And so I just don't understand. And I wish that people would stop. Now, I think it's different. My friend Julie Z brought up a good point. It's different if you are volunteering at a homeless shelter for the day and you take a quick selfie in front of the building or self, because I think that spreads awareness of like, hey, look, I'm helping out here today. Don't forget to join this or do that. That's different.
Right.
If you're strictly doing it to raise awareness, like, hey, me and my family are at this soup kitchen today, you know.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. You know, but yeah.
But the video you're talking about, I mean, nearly every kid around that table had their cell phone up videoing, you know, this guy.
This wasn't a spontaneous
thing. It wasn't like, I'm witnessing this, and so I'm going to get my phone out and like, and video this guy doing this nice thing for this other kid.
It was completely planned. It was like, hey, popular kids, at 2 o'clock, meet in the Spanish hallway because we're going to give two pair of new shoes to a dork.
Yep.
Like, literally, that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
And I guess
bring your cell phones so we can put it all over YouTube.
You know, somebody could make the argument like, well, at least it happened. At least they did it, you know. But I wish people would stop. I wish people would learn that there is a way to do good things for other people in this world and, you know, not.
Well, and more importantly, you don't need to get recognition for everything you do.
No.
Some of the best charity work in this world goes
unnoticed. And yep. I know that from the athletes I've taken photos of.
Yeah.
Because for every video you see of Matt Holliday walking through a children's hospital with the kids, there's 20 you didn't see.
Which, by the way, being in New York this week, I have to tell you, the Yankees fans, Super excited about
Are
that.
They?
My boss is Good. A giant Yankees fan.
Yes.
First words through the door Monday morning, he looks at me and goes, thanks for holiday.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we haven't talked about that too much yet. I think that we'll talk about it more when baseball season gets here, because losing him had a huge impact on me. And
he's just a good dude.
Yeah,
I get that this is the business of the game, but he's just a good guy.
That
you hate to
business.
See good guys leave anywhere.
We're giving away too many good guys at once. You can't ship off Bacchus and Holiday and leave us with nobody to leave our city. Sorry, the Spice Girls are having a seizure right now.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry, but you don't see Yadier Molina out doing charity. You don't. Like, we
is
need...
it me, or is he the only person in the world whose English gets worse
yes.
the more time he spends in this country?
Oh, but these organizations, I mean, they trade away the face of our franchise, and they don't have anybody to fall back on.
That's
and,
what happens.
And but what happens is that our city goes down, because, you know, people will go to a game to see a TJ Oshie, to see a Matt Holiday. They're not going to come if they don't know any of the players' names.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, it's just hard when they do so much for the community, and yeah. All right, my computer's still dead. Oh, yeah, the Spice Girls have never sounded better.
Close your browser.
Oh, speaking of, what? Did you see that Posh's son put out a Christmas song today?
No, but I don't really, like, talk to Posh much, because she is such a snub to the other four girls.
All right. Well, I have a feeling I've found your new Justin Bieber obsession, because he looks and sounds just like young Justin Bieber.
Oh, nice. That's creepy, though. I cannot have a crush on a Spice Girls kid.
No.
It feels like they're my own children.
Yeah. Well, for those who care, I forget what his name is now. It's
Brooklyn.
No.
No, Romeo?
No, it's something stupid like that.
just look up something stupid.
But anyway, yeah, his last name's Beckham. He's 11 years old. He put out a Christmas song, and all the proceeds are going to charity.
Oh, that's lovely. I wonder if one of my other songs will work. No, nothing's working.
Close your browser. I think you got too much.
Maybe it's because I have 19 things open at once.
That'll do it.
I will restart my computer before next week's show. Good. So we're gonna go. We won't be here next week because it's the morning after Christmas, and I ain't getting up.
Nope, me either.
Are we gonna do a year in review?
Yes, we will, because the next week is New Year's, so we will do a year in review then.
Oh, brilliant.
What is that Monday?
It's the second.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be at Busch Stadium.
Oh, yeah, it's the Winter Classic. Okay, we don't know when we're going to be back. There will be another show soon, but it won't be on
Christmas.
It'll
be next year sometime.
We love you guys for listening. Be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a little bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the fellas?
It is effing cold.
We'll see you
Bundle
guys
up,
next week.
Bundle up, shrinkage is real.
If you like the show, share the show. Thank you for listening.